Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Trumos. This first Mishnah of the Perek deals with the case where someone doesn't separate the full amount of Truma end or Meiser at a single time, but he separates just a little bit of it, or a part of it, half of it, whatever it might be. And so therefore, while the portion of Trumas and Maestros that you separated from this pile that was supposed to be part of it, while that's exempt a part of the pile, well, you still have another half of the pile that is not exempt. It's still considered Tevel. So basically, what you're left with is a pile of Tevel and non-Tevel. We know that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, in the first Perek, that you cannot separate Maeser and Truma from a non-Tevel pile. The pile has to be Tevel. So therefore, when it comes down to it, if you're going to be trying to separate Truma from this pile in which you already took Truma for half of it, you're going to run into a serious situation that may not work unless you know for sure that you are being mafresh the Truma from the pile that is still considered Tevel. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Hamafresh makes us Truma Umaisra. Someone separates some of the required Truma or Maiser from a pile, so the pile is now considered part non-Tevel and part Tevel. Motzi Mimeno Truma Alav, so we can remove the rest of the Truma or the Maiser that's needed for that pile from the pile itself. Because why? So the understanding is, the implication is, that we can assume that the new portion is being taken from the Tevel only part of the pile. Do you have to go through every single grain and know what's what? No, of course not. You assume that you're taking from the Tevel pile. It's like a chazaka, it would seem. Avalo lemakom acher. But nonetheless, even though we have such a leniency when we can make such an assumption that we assume he's taking it from the Tevel, in that case, we do not assume that if he's taking Truma or Meiser from a part of the pile for a different pile entirely, in that case, we're going to be concerned that maybe the portion is from the non-Tevel part, and therefore you can't be Mafresh Truma, so therefore you cannot do that for another pile, only for your specific pile that you are dealing with can you be Mafresh Truma for. Rabbi Meir says, Af Motzi Hu L'Malkum Acher Truma U'Maisra. So Rabbi Meir has an even more lenient opinion. He says, no, you can. You have to be consistent. So if you allow being Mafresh Truma and Maiser from the pile for this pile, so he can therefore also remove Truma and Meiser from this pile for somewhere else. Because in this case too, we should assume that the portion will be coming from the Tevel and not from the non-Tevel. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis is perhaps a little bit more complex just in terms of being able to wrap your head around. But basically, the Mishnah is going to have a case where a person gives a seah of his produce to a levy and another seah to a poor person, but he doesn't intend that these should be considered Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani right away. The reason why that is because he hasn't yet decided which eight seah of his tevel he is separating them for. So he intends that when he does choose the eight seah of tevel, then the seah that he gave to the levy will then become Meiser Rishon, and the seah that he gave to the poor person will then become Meiser Ani. In order for this all to work, the two seah that he gave away still have to exist when he chooses the tevel, since that's when their designation, as it were, of Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani is supposed to take effect. If they don't exist anymore, then the eight seah that he selects will remain tevel and may not be eaten. However, what if we don't know what the status of it is at this point when he is ready to be mafresh? So that's where our Mishnah really has the machlokas. Misha yu peirosav b'magura yev tevel produce that's in a storehouse. V'nasan sa'al leben levi yus'al le'ani. And you give a seah of it to a levi and a seah of it to a poor person. Again, at this point, it's just a gift with the intention that once you're mafresh, your whole portion that you want to eat, it will get the shame of Meiser, and will get the shame of Meiser Ani. So you are allowed to assume, excuse me, that you are able to separate up to eight seah from the produce in the storeroom and eat them when you are ready. Because if you don't know the status, you can assume that the seah that you gave away still exists. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. But the Chachamim say, no, eino mafresh el lefi cheshbon. You can only separate and eat the produce from this storehouse when you know exactly how much is left, and you can therefore eat the according to the proportion of the amount of gifts that are known to still be in existence. So if half still exists, you can be mafresh four, and so on and so forth. It would seem, though, if you don't know at all what the reality is, you have to be mafresh misafik. That would be the implication, and that would probably be a derabanan, but that is the Chachamim's opinion. And that is Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.